Tim, I'm really paranoid about this upcoming eviction.
You'll be fine. You won't be evicted.
But what if I get evicted and what if the public don't like me?
Well, if you're evicted, you're evicted. But I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm just really nervous.
It's time to go, David!
Oh, fuck!
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to go.
We'll hang out on the outside. We'll go clubbing.
Oh, the bitch didn't even say hello.
Oh, hi, Dave. I'm Tim. Hi. What do you do?
I build corsets.
Build them, hey?
Yeah. What do you do?
I weld sheets of metal together.
Oh, sweet.
So, this is the house. This is the sauna.
Yeah, I saw them. They use that for the diary room, too.
Sorry, what was that?
They use that for the diary room.
Well, we've got 3 diary rooms, but just to handle the sheer amount of our housemates we've got going in and out of this house at any one time. We're actually up to, like, the 26th Big Brother voice, because there's just too many people to handle at the moment.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my God, intruder alert.
Oh, hey, I'm back. Let's get rid of this intruder. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah, so intruder alert. Here I am. Surprise, I'm back.
Wow, that is so original. Big Brother putting more intruders into the house.
I know, and one that had been evicted as well. I feel that. But I'm not going to be able to tell you anything from the outside.
Oh, in your 20 seconds of leaving. This must be a world first.
It is a world, original world first, and next year it'll be another world first, and there will be only transsexual housemates in the house. That is all there will be. Okay.
So as you can tell from that really bland, boring sketch, we've reached the mid-season slump of Big Brother. It's that time of year when everyone gets a little bored, there's not much news to post on the website, everyone's a bit eh.
That's exactly how I think everyone feels, just eh.
It happens every year, and usually, well, last year it kept going until the turkey slap picked everything back up again.
Well, I must admit, I've only watched, like, a few episodes this season. not this season, this week. I've, like, caught a little bit here and a little bit there. I just, every time I watch it, I feel as if the devil is stealing a little bit of my soul.
Then why are you on a Big Brother podcast? Get out of here, go.
No, because I still have things to say about. No, just this week. I have been busy, so I haven't been particularly, just avoiding it. But So, day 58, more intruders. And, yeah, I failed to find anything positive to say about the show. I even, like, on the way here, I was like, okay, this isn't going to be a completely negative podcast. What can I say about the show that's positive? And everything that we found out today and yesterday is just bleh. The only thing that's exciting me at the moment is the fact that the spiders are going in the house, and I hope everyone shits themselves.
But we don't know the spiders for sure just yet.
No, but well, I hope that it's true, and I hope that, this is going to sound awful, but I hope that there's some sort of Kate misunderstanding where Big Brother just conveniently forgets that one of the housemates is a complete arachnophobe and goes completely insane, scales the walls, climbs on the roof. Like, hilarious. So I just hope someone's scared. Hopefully, like, Andrew or something, because he's so macho. My name is Emma the Second.
Talking positives, I think Zach has been positive, despite what I said in the last episode. I still don't think he has a personality, but he's been beneficial for the show.
Yeah, what
he's a daywalker.
Yeah, what I've seen, what I've seen on the show, from what I've watched, he's one of the interesting ones, and this was proved by the fact that today, his second week in the house, he wasn't allowed to nominate and couldn't be nominated, when in the past, second week, all intruders are allowed to be nominated and whatever.
Okay, before we jump too far ahead of ourselves, let's talk about that no rules task. Can I have a breaker, please?
Yeah, let me just...
Vid's the console operator today. Thank you. The no rules task, Big Brother leaving.
What was the? I couldn't get it. I didn't understand. Big Brother left, called the phone, and Joel picked up. Or was Joel delegated to pick up? Or did the housemates decide if the phone one day rings, Joel will pick up?
I think he might have been delegated for that week or something. Every week they had to choose a housemate who would pick up the phone if it rang. But anyway, the whole task was a bit stupid.
Yeah, but so Joel picked up and they said you've got to pick a new someone who's going to force the rules, etc., etc. And they picked whoever. And they picked Zoran, was it? Yeah. And then why did Big Brother ring and tell them Big Brother told Joel, you can't do this, or you can. What was the twist there?
There wasn't really a twist for once in Big Brother Australia.
Oh my god!
The original idea was used in Big Brother UK, but
broken records.
It branches off to it was executed totally different. In the UK last year, Big Brother left a giant postcard saying he'd gone on holiday. And in his place, they left this awesome automated Big Brother system. It was basically just a huge telephone keypad in the diary room, and it would say, press 1 to leave a message, press 2 to leave the diary room.
It even did, press 4 to nominate.
Yeah. Whereas we get the watered-down cop-out version where they try and go in this sort of survivor-ish tribal council where they sit around and say, rule 1, there is no rules. Rule 2, delegate the rule master. Rule 3, you wear your microphones. Rule 4, remember there's no rules. Rule 5, choose an enforcer to enforce the rules. I mean, what was going on there? They said no rules, and then they had this long list of rules.
I guess it would be very awkward and kind of put out of your comfort zone for the housemates, because Big Brother is at least someone you can go to who you know is always going to be there and talk to, and would sort of become like a friend, I guess, in the house. So when he's gone and you don't have anyone to talk to, mind you, you don't see the behind goings on. You know, I'm sure there was a Big Brother to some degree in the house. They couldn't just not have anyone. What if someone went completely schizo? And
What if somebody wasn't wearing their microphones? How are they going to tell the housemate to start wearing their microphone again?
I think they just took off fines if they... because it said Big Brother is always watching. So Big Brother watched and didn't say anything and then took off money, and they failed if they forgot to do, the basic rules, don't talk about nominations. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, that just destroys the whole premise that Big Brother went away.
Stupid.
So stupid. That wasn't pulled off very well at all.
So this other intruder who puts shame to the world, to the place I live, Perth...
Is Michelle from Perth?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
She would be a northern suburbs girl, of course. Sorry to all those listeners in northern suburbs. Oh, my God. When will she die? I'm so sick of her. She's not even good viewing. Usually I complain about the ones who are bringing up, making the house interesting. But she's not making the house interesting. She's just grating on my nerves. And all she does is whinge and pick fights. And
I would like to know where she's storing her crack. I don't know how she would have snuck it into the house. She's obviously snorting the shit somewhere in there. Must be the toilets. There's cameras in the toilets, she must just be doing it under a doona.
Yeah, must be.
And then suddenly, let's go bowling outside. Let's go bowling. Big Brother, can you ring the phone again? Can you ring the phone again? The phone, bowling.
And with this water thing, I bet she's gone out to cause trouble. I'm going to start on her. You can just tell that she's putting in too much effort and she's trying to be like that. She's not just one of those people who are confrontational. And is she gone or is she still in the house?
She's still in the house, unfortunately.
I haven't loaded up the live stream, so I can't just hear her. Just please get rid of her. We're not even going to get rid of her this week.
She's been dubbed Travis 2, but Travis 1 is equally doing my head in.
Wait, hold on.
Thank you. Travis 1 is equally doing my head in. Because there's fewer and fewer people in the house, we are seeing more footage of him, unfortunately. And he just... he just drives me insane. Like, when Big Brother first came back, there was a scene where he's in the bedroom... And it took him, 7 minutes to say the same thing.
One sentence?
Yeah, and he's going I'm glad Big Brother's back, mate. Yeah, it's good that he's back. I'm glad that he's back. I mean, I'm the first to say that I think Big Brother's good for the house, and I'm glad that he's back, and I think it's good that he's back. And you know, mate, I'm the first to say.
And just when he's got an opinion on anything, he takes 10 minutes to get it across. He'll sort of say he was saying Alicia, oh, like, who did he say? Oh, Laura's video. Said Laura's video was great. You know, good on him. He was like, oh, yeah, that video, oh, Big Rock, Little Rock, oh, that video was just, oh, good. Yeah, you know, good on. I can't listen to him. I have to push the mute button. Maybe that's good
it's gone past a novelty, cutesy novelty into just plain annoying. Did you see how painful it was to watch an eviction night when Gretel talked to the house? And she basically had to say, Travis, stop. Answer the question, yes or no. It's always good being in the house. Travis, yes or
yes,
no.
Doesn't he have to talk on a radio if he's, like, driving a large truck? You can't go, breaker. Anyway, evict him. Oh, is he even nominated? Wait, who's nominated again? I've forgotten. It's just loaded.
You're getting too far ahead.
No, I'm not. Oh, so, okay, let's break her and talk about this nomination's sewer trash. This week, Big Brother decided, and I will quote, Australian first. That was what it was even saying on the radio. It's Australian first. Well done. At least they got it right. Only the male housemates could be nominated. And could nominate? No, I don't know. I really haven't been watching.
Poor effort.
No.
Poor.
I was wrong. The male housemates were the only ones who could be nominated. Everyone can nominate, except Zach and Michelle.
Cop out.
And I seem to remember just last podcast, you and I talking about how there were very little male housemates. I mean, very little female housemates. And we did get it wrong. We did say that there was only going to be one left. And by that, I mean one original. Yeah. And they must have come to the realization, wow, it is becoming a wiener fest. And there's only so much. I reckon the, you know, producers of The Daily Show, Travis is grating on their nerves as well. So they've said, fuck, we can't put more intruders in. We've used up our quota of good housemates, so we'll just get rid of two guys so that the girls will be more prominent in the house. They might as well have just said, I'm evicting you and you, and just evicted two people who they decided. And the whole reasoning behind it was Big Brother saying, this is my house and I will do what I want. The rules can be changed how I want.
Which is a total cop-out. The same thing happened in Big Brother 5, except when they got to the point where it was a sausage fest and Dean was being the annoying alpha male. P.S. It's Andrew this year. They still had intruders to put into the house, but we've gone far beyond the amount of intruders we should have had this year. We've gone into like six intruders. Yes. Remember back in the day when it was just two,
and that was really exciting.
And one of them left after a week. Anyway,
I just did think of something positive to say. Oh my god, we need like a firework sound. The something positive is that I've actually forgotten it. Oh man, it was really positive. What were we just talking about?
Worst podcast.
Yeah, worst podcast ever. I did have something positive. Yes, that's right. At least he is changing the rules. Every single year I've had this, the rules are subject to change at any time. This is Big Brother's house, rah, rah. And he's never done anything about it. But this time, actually did change the rules, followed through on that. So,
but he's not changing the rules to fuck with the housemates. He's changing rules to fix their mistakes, their poor housemate selection, and all this bullshit not predicting that the women would be evicted first, which is what always happens, which has happened for 7 years. 7 years, Chris. 7 years.
So, well, I think that's a positive thing. At least you change the rules. Maybe it's a segue into more changing the rules, more fucking with the housemates' minds.
So it seems we've been blacklisted from other Big Brother podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
This time it's been Reality Cast. I listen to Reality Cast and I like it. I like the show, but I was very offended when I heard this clip.
She didn't want to be told. She didn't. She never said that.
It's been going around on sites like Behind Big Brother, and
I'll stop mentioning them.
Why? Did they play?
Because they didn't play our ads.
They didn't play our ads.
No, they didn't. So We're never mentioning them again.
Okay, we're never mentioning behind bigbrotheraustralia.com or .org or whatever it is. Never, never again.
Whatever it is.
Anyway, okay, so on the fan forum.
So I was really offended when I'm not crying.
I'm going to go hide in the bathroom and not change my battery. Yeah, so for those, well, no one else knows, they sent us these adverts that they want us to play. If you listen to RealityCast, you would have heard them. Quite funny, you know, haha.
So why don't we play one of the ads? We'll do it. We'll play the ad.
We feel we want to fix this problem. We want to fix this problem. So we're going to play one of the ads.
When you ingest RealityCast,
I'm sorry, but you sent us two ads and they are a whole minute long.
I feel as our listeners would tune out.
We can't play 2 minutes of ads on the show. I'm sorry. We'll gladly give you a plug during the show. Go to RealityCast, and we'll give you a link on the site, but we're not playing 2 minutes of ads. I'm sorry, guys. Next. I've got on my list here, Laura's bathing suit. Did you see it?
No.
It was whacked out.
What did it look like?
It was like a two-piece that had been cut. No, it was a one-piece that had been cut, so it became a bikini. And it had all these weird cuts, and I could see naughty bits.
Did you feel like making a complaint to the ACMA?
As a member of the Family First organisation, I thought it was my duty to complain to the ACMA and Channel 10.
And then email John Howard, who would reply to my email personally in a public...
Well, I know that my best friend Helen Coonan would have something very good to say about that.
No, I didn't see it. I'm sure it was interesting. But once again, she's out of the house. Very angry about that. At least, you know, she was good viewing, and she was the good viewing type that pisses off the housemates. Keep her in. Keep the ones in that piss off the housemates that make you tune in each night because there is a fight.
You sound like Gretel.
I don't sound like Gretel. You need to keep the interesting ones in. Otherwise,
yeah, but
gonna be
no
boring.
Matter how much Gretel says that and how much we say it on the podcast and put it on a website, and no one's going to listen. Everyone just votes for the good ones.
I'm being optimistic.
So it's an Australian trait now. It's insalvageable.
It's part of the... We don't even have a constitution.
Speaking of housemates, I really don't like... Travis does my head in. It's slightly annoying, but at the end of the day, I ain't bothered. I can deal with it.
I'm not bothered.
What I really can't stand, and I would shoot myself if I was locked in the same room, I really can't stand Zoran. I just...
To me, he just feels like a greasy cockroach when I watch...
Harsh.
No, just... Like, he sort of scatters around the house and is... Doesn't really do much.
Just laps up the leftovers of the other housemates. Leftover conversations, leftover from food.
Like, he just doesn't do much. He's neither here nor there.
But then he has this occasional whinge every now and then. He'll just whinge about stuff.
And goes, explodes then. Inside, internal explosion.
I couldn't get over how he was whinging about Laura talking about the food and the part when Daniela took some of the chocolate. And another little small tiff. But Zoran was complaining that Daniela took some chocolate without asking. Hello? In like the second or third week, him and Joel were sneaking food into the chill-out room and eating it with Bodhi.
Mm-hmm.
Hypocrite. I just don't like him. I don't think he has his own ideas going on up inside his head. He follows the other housemates around like sheep, as we did in the last episode with those fancy sound effects to make a point.
I think he did... bang the desk. I think he did, in the beginning, he was his own person, did have his own opinions, and he was like, much easier to fit the mold and join the tribe. I'm just going to do that.
But so everybody's doing that. Even Zach's doing that. He's like... At the beginning, he's like, I'm gay, I'm in corsets. And now he's just becoming chummy with Travis.
Mm.
Next, it will be like, I like make corsets.
Okay, let's just go back to nominations for a moment. I want to talk about them. So this week, Andrew, Billy, Joel, and Thomas are up because Jamie was up and saved himself and then put Joel up. Which
it sounds like an ad for Viagra. Mm. Jamie was up and then he put himself up. Billy was up. Joel was up.
Andrew was inside Billy.
New nasal technologies from AMI.
So I am extremely happy that Joel is up because I just think he looks like Gonzo. Thomas, I would kind of like to
see. He especially looks like Gonzo in his nomination image. You know how on the official website all the images of the housemates go with the change to a green background? He's like twitching his nose up and it looks like Gonzo's nose. And
So I'm happy that Joel's up because I hate him.
Look, Andrew's photo, his nomination photo looks like Haley's just told him she's pregnant. And he's like, what?
Oh, my God. It's going to be a demon child.
And Thomas's looks like somebody just shoved a pole up his butt.
And Billy's just like, hey. I think Billy's a stoner. Do you get that opinion?
Yeah. Actually, last night when I was lying in bed, I was like, oh, we're going to do a podcast tomorrow. I need to think of funny things to say. And I thought of, oh, go back and smoke some pot in Canada, you bonghead.
He really does.
Because you don't add anything to our house. He's like,
where's the chocolate?
Travis, you're Shopper Chef, man, you know. don't forget to get some cereal from the shop. I'm just always hungry. I don't know what it is, man.
So, who would you like to see gone? I want to see Andrew and Joel gone. That would be my optimum. Billy doesn't do anything.
No, I want Billy out and gone.
Mm.
Andrew at least does something with the house. Billy's just a fixture.
But I just want Andrew... I know there's so much... There's like, 40 days left in the house. But I just want to see Andrew gone ASAP because I don't want that demonic lady, Haley, to win. Or to, you know, if he wins, she wins. Win-win situation. Whereas I wouldn't mind any of the other ones winning. It's like, I wouldn't mind Billy or Andrew winning. This is how I'm putting it, even though winning isn't there. But I just wish Travis was up. I really do.
No, he wouldn't be not. If Travis was out, it would be a waste of a nomination space. No one would evict him.
I've got this hope that the final two will be either Alicia and Travis or what's her name? Well, let me just have a look.
What's her name? Zach?
Yeah, Zach and Travis. And the other one will win. So it'll be like Travis gets pushed all the way to the end because no one really likes him, but no one really doesn't like him, and then doesn't win. I think that would be hilarious as well. Cruel, but hilarious. So, yeah, who did you want to go? You never asked. Oh, you said...
Yeah, I just want Billy and Joel gone.
Joel? Oh, yeah, you want to keep... Oh.
I want to keep Andrew and Thomas at the moment.
What else is on the list? Anything?
I've crossed everything off my list. This is the casual episode. You're the console operator. You have to do the topics.
They're just... This week has been... dead. There's been... Oh, we just banged the microphone.
You need to talk close to the microphone.
This week has been dead. There's been nothing. I even noticed a Little Sis has only posted one article this week.
Oh, my
God. Snort 'em, Little Sis, snort 'em.
Yeah, there's just been nothing. It's just that general... Ugh. Oh, I just noticed prize money still only $245,000. That's interesting. There's only a few news articles. Today I noticed one of the news articles is quotes from the house. They already have a quota at, like, that scrolls through things. Why? And may I just rant about one more thing? On the official website... Go ahead. On the official website, what are with the titles of the articles? Each week they sort of do a before breakfast lowdown, lunchtime hoedown, dinner time... They just...
You can't think of a third word.
I can't think of a third word. But look, Noms 8, it's a man-eater. I think Little Sis is writing these. Let's get physical. It's straight from the housemate's mouth. It's really not...
Oh, wait, didn't you say that the woman who hosts the other stuff is Little Sis? Yeah. Because she does a radio spot on Today Network?
Yes, I was listening in my car and almost drove off the freeway because Little Sis invaded my personal space. she was like, hey, on 92.9 FM Perth, which is part of the Today Network. Wherever you listen to Hamish and Andy, you'll actually, I'm bleeping that out, not being part of them. Lil Sis does this sort of recap of the house on, I think it's at about 4 p.m., goes through what was happening in the house this week or today or whatever. And she sort of, well, she sounds like the Other Stuff woman. And Other Stuff is always linked to on the Lil Sis page. So I'm convinced that it's Lil Sis. And she's not even Lil. She's like 30.
And she's a bit wide, might I add. Need to lose some weight if you ever going to get on Big Brother woman.
Oh, and have you noticed that Michelle always keeps her mouth open? Even when she's finished talking, she's like this. That's what noise comes out of her mouth. It's just, and her tongue sort of hangs out. I have watched.
This is what we've resorted to talking about on the podcast.
I have watched a little bit of Big Brother this week, but I've been paying a lot of attention. Her tongue sort of sits out a little bit, like. I'm just not proud of her being from WY.
Okay, to recap out our main topics this podcast, almost all the housemates from WA are very disappointing. Or just go like this.
Yeah, just make the Michelle noise.
What was our next topic? Oh, the male-only nominations is very tacked on and sort of a last-ditch effort for the producers to try and save their own show. If they try to work this in, like, earlier on, it wouldn't seem so desperate and needy.
Mm-hmm.
But they've just gone a totally wrong way with this one yet again. Any other points? We're hated among the Big Brother podcasting community. Sorry.
Well, we still have one podcast that I think like us. That
Tim Brunero's.
No. Weekly. Big Brother Weekly. That's it. That's what it's called. So I'm just going to cap Big Brother 2007, like the last maybe 2 weeks or week or so. Just going to cap it off with this one sound effect. I feel it effectively portrays the general consensus among the Big Brother community, watching community.
I don't entirely agree with that. Laura was good watching.
Yeah, but she's out.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, that did. Okay, chainsaw sound minus Laura leaving. Just to remove a little bit of the sound off the end. That'll be fine. Yeah, so I think I really don't have anything to talk about. Our voicemail lines are still broken.
You have to get on fixing that.
I am fixing it. They're being moved to a new server, so please be patient. Yeah, so we have no voicemails to play or emails because no one emails in. Email us, podcast@behindbigbrother.com. Not hard. Two-word email. Two-line email. Just send it through. Give us something. Oh, hey, yeah. Give us something to discuss. Tell us what you think. Well, here's something. I don't think that the last few weeks have been very good, and it could just be the middle of the season blues, or it could just be this season is really heading downhill very fast. So send in your comments. What do you think? Do you feel the same? Well, I know what most of the people on the forums feel, and we might go through the forums next podcast and grab some things. But what are, you know, people who maybe don't post on the forums and listen to the podcast, or, you know, what do you think of this season? Is it just me? Am I just being too negative, or is it actually just shit? So email podcast@behindbrother.com. Hopefully, fingers crossed, the VoIP lines will be back up tomorrow. We've got a new message. So that's why they broke, because we put the new message on there. I don't have anything to play. I don't have any sounds. Let's just close.
God, you suck at this.
You suck. Maybe I should have been addicted for longer.
Well, we almost made 30 minutes. The counter's at 29 minutes 20.
Well, I think everyone would have tuned out at about 5 minutes. how can we fix... Oh.
You know you're still recording.
Yeah, I can't find the stop button. Here it is. Bye-bye!